Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting 7th. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Tom Zachary. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tom Zachary. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield bunts towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Hunfield steals second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hunfield moves to third. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunfield scores. Barrett moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett scores. There goes McCurdy trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Calm reaches second base with a double. Falk goes all the way around to score. Calm moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ernie Nevers now pitching. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke moves to third. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards third. Cobb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Browns, 3. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Nevers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nevers hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCurdy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. O'Rourke moves to second. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first, with Blankenship covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Com is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice. Ward reaches second base with a double. Clancy scores. It's White Sox, 4, Browns, 4. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards second. Melillo can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ernie Nevers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nevers is 0-for-1 in the game. Nevers is called out on strikes. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Fred Schult pinch hits for Steve O'Neill. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Herschel Bennett pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to home to get Miller. Williams moves to third. Schult moves to second. Two outs. Otis Miller pinch hits for Ernie Nevers. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller now playing shortstop. Leo Dixon now catching. Ernie Wingard now pitching. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Blankenship hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunfield moves to second. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCurdy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunfield scores. Barrett moves to third. It's 7-4, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Falk reaches second base with a double. Barrett scores. McCurdy goes all the way around to score. Falk moves to third. It's 9-4, White Sox. Chet Falk now pitching. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kham hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk, who is chasing the ball. O'Rourke reaches third base with a triple. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Rourke tags and scores. One out. It's 9-5, White Sox. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Sisler moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Sisler moves to third. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sisler scores. Rice scores. Williams moves to third. It's 9-7, White Sox. Spencer Adams pinch hits for Chet Falk. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Browns 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ward bunts, foul, towards first, in foul territory. Sisler races over to make the catch. There goes Clancy. The throw to second, and he's out. Double play. Two outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and two walks. O'Rourke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Browns 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Van Gilder covering, for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Barrett strikes out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Dixon and he is safe. Hunfield steals second. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McCurdy takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunfield scores. McCurdy moves to second. It's 10-7, White Sox. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kaum hits a fly ball towards center. Rice settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Rice. McCurdy scores. Falk moves to third. Kaum moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-7, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Clancy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Falk scores. Kaum scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 13-7, White Sox. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clancy scores. Ward moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 14-7, White Sox. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-4 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Rice reaches second base with a double. Miller moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. Rice moves to third. It's 14-8, White Sox. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dixon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 14, and St. Louis Browns, 8. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.